Welcome to Open Minded Healing, where the topic is alternative health. We will be having conversations with the practitioners that offer a variety of alternative healing modalities, as well as everyday people who have recovered their health outside of the MD's office. Join us with an open mind for conversations that may provide solutions to healing your own body on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. I'm Marla Miller. Let's begin. Welcome back to Open Minded Healing. Today, my guest is Jody Scott, and we're going to be discussing two really interesting topics today. The first is her company called Green Goo, which offers products that are truly natural and gluten-free, as well as very effective. So we'll be getting into all of that. And then we're going to follow that up with a conversation about psilocybin and its effects on people with treatment-resistant PTSD. The possibilities that your studies are showing are really tremendous. So we'll get into that as well. So welcome. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it's great to be here with you, Marla. Thank you.
Before we get into what products you have and the ingredients and the benefits, do you want to start off by explaining your passion behind this company and how you even got into creating these products in the first place?
Absolutely. It's been a fun and wild journey in this plant-based renaissance, if you will. So my sister's an herbalist and a midwife, and I was pre-med. And, you know, when we first started looking at the first aid space, we were incredibly surprised by not only the products that were on the shelves and the ingredients, but how dissatisfied in general the consumer was. And what was really interesting is that the natural consumer was willing to abandon their natural ethos because they were told products like Neosporin and hydrocortisone were the only products that could get the job done. So here they lived this incredibly clean life, but then you open up their first aid cabinet and it was like, oops, here we have all these chemicals. And they were looking for alternatives, and there wasn't an alternative. Then if you looked at the conventional consumer, they were just generally dissatisfied in the efficacy and found going to the doctor as an inconvenience. And here there's this group, and topical therapeutics are the fastest growing space now. And we're seeing skin conditions exponentially being reported. And what we're finding is that, you know, the products that are available are for acute skin conditions. And yet most of the people seeking solutions have chronic skin conditions. And so these ingredients say use for 3 to 5 days. If symptoms don't resolve, go see your physician and don't use it because you might have organ failure if you continue. And so it was really interesting to see that in general, you know, here was a space that had not been disrupted in a very long time. And it was full of chemicals and no sustainability. So we had all these tubes being thrown in the landfill, and we thought, could we bring a plant-based solution that is superior in efficacy, bring sustainability, and also bring a lifestyle brand into the space that has some personality and provide results for people? And so that's really what started our journey into plant-based and topical therapeutics in the first aid category.
That is very interesting and very good point you made about people being dissatisfied with what's available, but not knowing where else to turn because there's not many solutions out there or weren't previously.
Right. And sustainability.
Yes. Know? Yeah. That's another very good point. And like you said, all the tubes of Neosporin going in the landfill.
In the landfill. And here we brought tins, which was so disruptive at the time. You know, aluminum being the most renewable resource. And when we were first looking at, okay, what do we put this product in? Because at the time, there really weren't plastic alternatives. And plastic alternative not only, you know, was a motivation for us from a sustainability standpoint, but also from the leaching that happens in plastic that can have a negative impact on your body. And so now fast forward 10 years later, we're seeing metal water bottles, you know, so I think that the consumer is more open and more aware now to sustainability versus when we started, you know, one, it was a plant-based alternative and two, what are these tins?
Yeah. So now you're saying all your products are put
in aluminum tins. And now, you know, fast forward, we have sugarcane plastic alternatives. So we have toothpaste that's in a plastic alternative, but we didn't have that innovation 10 years ago. You know, it was very limited. But interestingly enough, we're a B Corp. So we're constantly going back and calibrating our sustainability measures, how we're sourcing and so forth to make sure that we're staying on top of the trends that are happening in the innovation arena for sustainability. And aluminum continues to be the number one most renewable resource. We do have glass as well, but I'll say glass is lovely, but it's heavy and it does impact our carbon emissions. So it's second in line and it's a great renewable resource. But again, if we want to push our threshold, you know, how sustainable can we be? And what's interesting, as long as we're talking about sustainability, is salves, right? So this ointment or this goo, if you will, is a salve. It's a balm. And it's a very condensed medicinal ointment that you put on. And what's really great is the process. And so I'll tell you a couple facets of the process. So one, we make most of the ingredients ourselves. So we're not bringing pre-made extracts to our manufacturing facility like most products. And then, you know, they put sort of this combination of ingredients and then they sell it to you. We actually bring the raw materials, the plants, to our manufacturing facility where we take it through this extraction process. We yield high amounts of the medicinal properties and we put those unique blends in all of these products. So you're not getting this blend from anywhere else and it's highly concentrated, but it's also a waterless process and a waterless formula. So a lot of what we saw in the Industrial Revolution was people wanted more product to make them feel like they were buying more and they were getting more value. And then there was also preservatives because we didn't have the logistics system that we do today where you can order your product and have it at your doorstep, you know, essentially same day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, by having these big bulky things of shampoo and lotions, you are impacting the environment. Not only are you transporting water, but you're also increasing your carbon emissions by having to take larger products across, you know, miles. And so these salves are these special little medicinal ointments that are also sustainably designed to come to your door, as well as being mindful of that element.
Well, I like also that you bring up the concentration of something, because a lot of products, they'll say they have something that sounds great in it, whatever it is, you know, I don't know, an aloe plant or something like that. But if it doesn't have a high concentration of that, you may not be getting really your money's worth or the effectiveness that you were hoping for.
Right. It really dilutes the efficacy. Matter of fact, we have a customer who's Jane Doe number one, and she was the first person pulled from the World Trade Center and had significant injuries. And, you know, she reached out to us and she was going through her opioid withdrawal. And she said that the only product that helped her was our pain relief product, our topical analgesic, and asked if there was any way that we could give it to her or sell it to her in a larger volume. And thankfully, our customer service team brought it to my attention. I was able to get in touch with her and say, yes, we're going to get you bigger vats of this, if you will, bigger jars. And the reason being is because, and there's a couple reasons, but the concentration element is the arnica flowers that are in this product are so full of the medicinal properties. So not only are we able to do a high concentration of the arnica flower, we're also protecting the integrity of the flower through our extraction process. So you're getting the whole botanical profile, the terpenes, the chlorophyll, all these other things that the plant has to offer while getting this high concentration. And then you combine that with plant-based oils that are beautiful carriers for taking this high concentration of the medicinal properties and taking them through your skin, your largest organ, your epidermis, where it can be absorbed. And when you're using products with like petroleum or paraben, they're not easily absorbed by the skin. So a lot of the medicinal properties are sitting on the surface of your skin and not even being absorbed. And, you know, ironically, some of the bad stuff is coming in instead. And so when you have a good transporter of these medicinal properties that are also hydrating your skin, you get a good systemic reaction.
so many things you're saying are very enlightening here. So I know arnica is a big thing you can go get at a natural food store to help with healing. So how would you compare your product to what you see on the shelves already? I'm guessing it's what you just said, but it's a higher concentration and less oils or no oils. I mean, you have the essential oils. Maybe you can compare the arnica you would find today, like in a health food store, versus what you have to offer.
And I think you bring up a couple good points in terms of those differentiators and how they kind of come together as green goo. And I think, you know, where other products might miss the mark is that maybe they have arnica, but they're using an extract. So they're only getting a little bit of the medicinal properties of the arnica flower. Or maybe they have a reasonable amount of the arnica concentration, but they're using a paraben or petroleum base or like a Vaseline base. And so it's not being absorbed into the skin. And so having that beautiful blend of all of that together. And then there's other two, you mentioned essential oils. Essential oils have medicinal properties, and you can combine essential oils very strategically with the herbs where they work together. So on that product specifically, we have cooling and warming essential oils that will help increase oxygen and blood flow to your skin, you know, wounded areas, if you will. And then what that does is that also helps create an environment where the medicinal properties of the plants can come and do their work as well. And we'll see that like through, we have a first aid product that is sort of your Neosporin antiseptic alternative. But what we found with customers looking at this product was that customers were looking for pain relief. They were looking for itch relief, sometimes something to slow down the bleeding, but there wasn't one product doing all of it. So we said, and this is when we started first working with like World Vision and remote emergency medical care practices, and even with the military. And we said, well, rather than just having a topical antiseptic, let's make this a portable first aid. So this is your portable first aid kit in one little tin. So it's good for cuts and scrapes, but then it's bug bites, bee stings, poison ivy, slow down the bleeding, speed up the healing, take the sting and the itch out. So the kids love it because they actually can feel it working. And of course, you can hand it to your child. I have great pictures of my daughter at different ages. And, you know, she picks up her tin, she call it goo goo for her boo-boo. And she can just, you know, put it on. And, you know, think about the Band-Aid experience when a kid scratches their knee and it hurts and they don't know that it's going to go away in a minute, but it just like hijacks you. And so the Band-Aid is really more of a ritual than it is a resolution. And so what's great about the green goo first aid is that it does take the sting and the itch out and you feel it immediately. And I mean, I've been in a scenario where my daughter got a wasp sting, you know, and those things are miserable. Yeah. She put on that goo and immediately feels the impact of it. And I love hearing the stories. We've got avid cyclers that go out into the woods and do their off-road biking and they have their goo with them and they get in a wreck and they have a huge gash that I guess they used to put dirt in it. The story they tell me, they used to put dirt in it to like stop the bleeding so they could finish up their ride. And so now they stick the goo in, you know, finish up their ride and go get their 10 or 12 stitches that they need. So it's fun to have these products with you, not just because they're plant-based, but it's truly the efficacy. And then we look at the first aid space a little differently in terms of what is the consumer looking for and what else can we bring them? So really like from a functionality and simplifying your medicine cabinet, because think about when you open up your first aid kit or your first aid cabinet, there's so much junk in there. Yeah. And then by the time you need it again, it's expired. And so you're constantly like every 3 years, right? Like cleaning out your first aid kit. And we like the idea of simplification and meaningful products coming into your home and being something that they can be used throughout different scenarios.
Yeah, I think that's amazing to have a combination that provides different solutions for different problems. And while you are out hiking or biking, or like you said, the military, to have the convenience of something that I'm imagining to be compact but powerful when they need it. So have you promoted it with the military at all?
Ironically, our first retailer was the Army Air Force Exchange, AFIS. And I grew up in the military. And my sister and I, being the naturalists that we were, We moved around all the time and we would always have to leave the base to go find a natural food store to find the products that were important to us. And so it was a really organic, using the word loosely, but organic moment for us in the sense of when we first started, we thought we want to make sure we bring organic products to our Army and Air Force folks, because you don't always get to be the first ones to have it. And we just happened to make a couple calls and got the meeting. And this is like early days of our business. And it was great because the buyer's looking at me going, okay, I need like UPCs and sell sheets and a deck. And you know, we're going to do an end cap. And I'm like, I have no idea what she's talking about. This is great. We're so excited. But it's been so fascinating. You know, my dad took it on deployments. And I think that is part of where there was some presence and some circulation of the product. But it has continued to cultivate in the military community, so much so that my nephew, I have a big military family, and my nephew was going to boot camp for the Marines. And, you know, for boot camp, you can't take anything with you. And he proceeds to tell me the story that his bunkmate snuck in green goo. And like the one thing you could sneak in, he snuck in green goo. And I had no idea who this person was. And my cousin, like after boot camp, like tells me, he's like, did you know him? No idea who he was. But, you know, it's great for blisters. It's great for chafing. And to have something that's portable with you, these things aren't typically going to take you to the hospital, but they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, segue like eczema. I mean, that's a whole nother challenging chronic skin condition that does land you in the hospital and is really uncomfortable.
So that helps eczema as well?
We have a dry skin formula, and this one is specifically for eczema. And I attribute this product to why we became to be. And what I mean by that is because our process is so unique, we were meeting with manufacturers and they would not pick us up because they were like, we are not going to develop this process. Why don't you get pre-made extracts that are already on the market like everyone else is doing? And we're like, but this is why it works. And so we were at a trade show and I was starting to believe that we may not be able to scale this. And we wanted it in an FDA facility because we wanted to register them with the FDA so they would have the credibility in this space. And so this individual who was a manufacturer who like sold lanyards and private label lip balms, if you will. He starts telling us about his son who has eczema. And I said, well, take this tin of dry skin care. You know, we're seeing a lot of great results. Perhaps this will help for your son. And he called like a week later and he was like, Jody, I don't know how we're going to scale this product, but the world needs this product and we want to figure out how to do this. And so we ended up creating a dedicated line, a dedicated team, and started building this infusion process. And they're our number one manufacturer to this date. And John Hawkins has been using this product in their scleroderma and skin condition department now for over a decade.
That's amazing. Wow. You must be very proud of that, that it's helping so many people. And so you're saying you did learn how to scale it.
Mm-hmm. We did. And that was a key difference. And it was because of that product. And so, you know, the results are in the product. And that's what gets me and my family up every day fighting the good fight of this is we really feel like we are serving people in a meaningful way, making their lives more comfortable. We have so many customers that come to us that have never tried natural before. And they may, let's say they're suffering from eczema and this is a last ditch effort, or they're suffering from poison ivy and they always have to go either deal with poison ivy or go get a shot. And they use our product and they're like, okay, natural, you got my attention. So perhaps I'll try some other products or even just explore that in their own home. And so bringing sustainability and clean living to more lives and impacting the environment in a positive way is definitely something that matters to us, and connecting the products to philanthropic efforts. So we work with a lot of nonprofits with the products as well. And we even worked, this is a fun one, while we're talking about the process, we started working with a group out of Afghanistan that was trying to come up with a solution to help women refugees return home. And you'll find this a lot in sort of the philanthropic arena that we want to bring economic development to these remote locations. But if it's not a cultural fit, it's not always adopted.
Yeah.
And so we, with good intention, go into these areas, but then sometimes we can leave it worse than we found it, you know? Mm-hmm. And these herbs, they're sustainable herbs. Matter of fact, they don't need a lot of water. The more you grow them and harvest them, the more they like to flourish. They're really sustainable, which is important when we do our product development. And so we pitched this concept to them to teach these women how to grow native herbs, make products from them, and then sell them in the local farmers market to bring that money back home. Because what they found is if they invest in women doing these kinds of things, the money stays within the home, and then that creates a more stable home life. And we were able to do that, which was really incredible.
That is incredible. That's fantastic. Gosh, from every angle, your product is amazing. So you have the first aid products. I saw reviews that are phenomenal. People are loving your products. What are the other products you have related to beauty and skincare? Maybe you can get into some of that.
Here's a fun one for you is our Free to Breathe. So this is sort of a vapor rub Vicks alternative. And in studying this product, we found that people use Vicks on a regular basis, but they weren't using it just because they had a cold. They were using it for snoring and for sleeping. And there's this sort of Ayurvedic notion that if you put a vapor rub underneath your feet, you will boost your immune system and you will sleep better. But the traditional product on the market is a, you know, petroleum-based product, has no sleep properties or antiviral properties in it. So when we created our Free to Breathe, we put in there Ravintsara, which is a, you know, an immune booster, antiviral. We have calendula in there that's antifungal, anti-yeast, antimicrobial. But then we added other sleep properties like lavender and so forth that, you know, kind of calm the body. And I literally put this under my feet now every night before I go to bed. And psychosomatic or not, I sleep better. So that's a fun one in terms of looking at the consumers. Now, since then, you know, we've expanded outside of first aid and we have plant-based toothpaste, plant-based deodorant. Matter of fact, my daughter helped us formulate the toothpaste. She shared with me, and at the time she was like 6 or 7. And she's like, Mom, I don't know why people think that kids want like bubble gum or strawberry toothpaste. She's like, I want mint, but I don't like the mint toothpaste that you guys have. Like it doesn't taste good. It's too strong. So she helped us develop it and got the mint essential oil just right. And of course, we have calendula in there for antifungal, anti-yeast, antimicrobial properties. And she was camping this summer and she forgot her toothpaste. And she came back and she's because she had to use her friends. And she's like, Mom, I don't know how people use this stuff. It's terrible.
I don't even want to say cute because it's actually, she's a bright kid that goes beyond cute to help you formulate that toothpaste that way. I think that's awesome. And I think a lot of products are geared toward kids with things that are unhealthy and that they don't need, or like you said, with your daughter, don't even like. You know, so let's take all the crap out of all these products geared at kids and make them healthier versions that they can appreciate. Oh, I was going to say also, when you get away from the products that aren't healthy or as beneficial and you adopt something else like your daughter did with your toothpaste, your taste buds change as well. So she recognized how different it was, those two products. Right? The old toothpaste versus your toothpaste. Whereas when you get immune to it, sort of the unhealthy stuff, you don't recognize it as much.
You were spot on. And I think that's one of my favorite traits of the plant-based renaissance, which is when you start eating whole foods and you start using plant-based products or things that your body and your skin like, you feel different. You see the results. And that is, I think, a part of our survival trait, right? Like we're recognizing that this is good for us and we're starting to adopt more of that. And it affects you in so many ways. I've learned, have you heard of telomeres?
Yeah. The length of your telomeres affects your aging, right? As you age, they get shorter.
Yes. And so what I'm learning in the skincare arena is that in our epidermis, there's actually an enzyme in a very high dose where we can activate this enzyme that regenerates our telomeres through our epidermis. And so there's something to be said about bringing in plant properties, hydration, reducing oxidation, that although we see it on our skin, we're doing something internally that's working with our homeostasis and our overall health. And I think the skin has been an underappreciated organ. Mm-hmm. And yet it's, I mean, we're having exponential increases in skin conditions. And we are also eating exponential amounts of processed foods, you know, and what have you. And so I think that we're on a journey to learn more about our skin. And something that's interesting, we like to look at the transdermal absorption of skin in different places to think about different products and how they may benefit us systemically. And something I find interesting is the armpit. We all know it's an unusual skin relative to other places on our body. And what you find is there's a significantly higher absorption rate, call it 60-70%. And you've got your lymphatic system there, which, you know, is obviously working hard for our bodies. Yeah. And very vulnerable spot. And I think, you know, in the last decade, we started talking about what ingredients not to put into deodorant. And it's not just aluminum. There's, you know, it's great that they're saying aluminum free, but there's a ton of other ingredients that border on controversial, but dangerous, right?
Yeah.
And so we've been talking about what not to put in our deodorant, but hey, we've got this armpit that likes to absorb a bunch of stuff. Maybe we should be thinking about what to absorb through it. So like our deodorant has vitamin C and calendula, echinacea, reishi mushroom, ashwagandha, holy basil. Like, let's enrich it and see how that impacts our homeostasis, if you will.
Yeah. Holy basil. That sounds amazing. I'm always on the hunt for the best, most natural deodorant I can find. I do look at the ingredients, even on the ones that say, like you said, no aluminum, no whatever. They try and say the least amount of offensive ingredients. But when you read the back, there's still a number of ingredients listed that sometimes you don't even recognize, or sometimes you know already that they're not healthy for you.
Truly. My daughter uses an app, and this has been great for her to not only understand ingredients, but branding and messaging. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go in the store and she'll, you know, put up her app. And of course she's 12. So she loves going into the skincare line and, you know, deodorant or what have you, and navigating what other products might be out there. And she'll put it up there and she'll be like, Mom, this is 0%. And look at the packaging. It looks like it's a natural product.
Yeah.
And it's rated at 0%, you know, and then I love when I go, okay, now go over to Green Goo. Now go put it up there.
Yeah.
But then it allows her to be a discerning consumer because to your point, there's greenwashing, there's sneaky ingredients. And quite honestly, what blows my mind in the OTC space is that, you know, they only have to put on there the active ingredients and the inactive ingredients and certain ingredients that are like a minor percentage don't get put on the label. And so there's quite a bit that we're being exposed to that we don't even know.
Yeah. So you have a deodorant with all those ingredients. Do you have more than one?
We have one that's kind of an immune booster. Another one that's the ginkgo and the sage. It's kind of a wake up and clear. We call it clarity, just to kind of open up your senses. And then we have a calming one that's called Relax and Adapt that has adaptogens and relaxing properties in it. Holy basil.
So what other products do you have for the skin? Do you have lotion? That's always another one. I'm always looking for what to put on your skin when it's really dry. Other than doing things, like you said, that will affect the internal, like hydration and different things.
We currently do not have lotion in our portfolio. Green Goo, really, we stick to sort of more of the waterless approach with the rich balms. So if you're looking for a head-to-toe moisturizer, we have our Repair, which is our number one selling product. This was originally designed in the first aid space to be like a Moderna alternative, like burn and scar. Mm. And what we found is that it's a beautiful, hydrating, anti-aging formula. And so it's got aloe vera, blue chamomile, helichrysum in it, and it's just lovely. And you can put this on head to toe. We call it butter up or salve up. And truly our products, the more you use them, the less you need them. And it kind of goes against capitalism, but it is just evident that your body is starting to appreciate and be nourished. And so I like to say, put the Repair, depending on what your climate is or the season, and put it on head to toe after you get out of the shower, put your bathrobe on. And I probably do that 2 to 3 times per week. And that's all you need. You don't even need lotion. You know, I'll go to a store and I might see the lotion and I'll put it on and then I'm immediately dry, you know, because of the alcohol and the drying agents. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get the balm and put it back on.
Well, that sounds like a good solution. Well, you had me at anti-aging, but I appreciate the rest of the conversation and information. How many products do you have overall? Do you know offhand?
In the Green Goo brand, we probably have about 30 or 40 products ranging from oral, personal care, first aid. You know, we have a plant-based bug spray, sun protection. We do also have an intimate sexual wellness line called Southern Butter. This was really born from our customers calling and asking if they could use our Green Goo products for intimate purposes. And at first we thought, okay, this is just a prank call. You know, you're going to get some funny, awkward conversations. And then friends and family started coming clean and saying the same thing. And they said, hey, we're kind of curious. And so my sister and I went and started looking at the sexual wellness space, and we saw a lot of similarities in OTC, meaning that the natural consumer was willing to abandon their natural ethos because they thought that these were the only products available. And then the conventional consumer was like, I really don't care. I just want it to work good. And we wanted something inclusive. We also found that the sexual wellness category, I think, was tailored to men, and it wasn't inclusive. It wasn't inclusive to what brings you to the bedroom. It was very much focused on the act of having sex instead of maybe massages get you in the mood, maybe certain essential oils. Some people like to relax. Some people like stimulation. So we had fun putting these formulas together with essential oils that might be an aphrodisiac or might be stimulating or calming with that Ayurvedic practice, along with, you know, making it all plant-based and bringing in that special infusion process to add more hydration. And so what you find is when you use these products, you don't have to be perimenopause to enjoy them. They're absolutely lovely. We get testimonials where people are like, hey, I didn't know anything was missing in the bedroom until I found these products, and they're so much fun. We have a stimulating butter, and we'll be the first FDA approved cruelty-free water-based lubricant on the market, which is really exciting because all lubricants have to be tested on animals in order to get your medical device certification. And it was important to us. Like, we could have generated sales over the last, you know, handful of years and went ahead and tested on animals and lost our cruelty-free certification. But coming from the OTC space, most of those products are tested on animals, FDA products. And that was really special for us to not have that practice. And so in order to preserve that, it took quite a few years to be able to get this across the finish line. So it's pretty exciting.
Well, I can really appreciate that it's cruelty-free toward animals, as well as the fact that you really stuck to your guns and you kept the products pure and kept your same, I guess, mission that you started out with and didn't veer off course. I think that's pretty special, because a lot of people would want to make a profit sooner, get the product out there to people a lot quicker, and you didn't cut corners. So
thank you. That's
fantastic.
It meant a lot to us. So thank you.
So before we move on to our next topic, is there anything else you want to share about the company or where it's going or anything else that we haven't discussed?
You know, I think that this next chapter for Green Goo will be really exciting in terms of taking this holistic skin health role in people's homes. And we have some really fun and helpful and supportive concepts coming to the table where we can come into your homes and really revitalize not only your skincare, but even your mindset. And really looking at mind-body medicine. And when I first started being pre-med, I got my master's in health psychology and focused on psychoneuroimmunology. And it very much feels full circle as we're learning more about, I mean, there's more studies that have come out in the last 5 years in terms of mindset and skincare. And that there's research studies, Journal of Behavioral Medicine, Journals of Dermatology, where they're seeing that mindful practices have tried and true proof of improved skincare, whether it's improving the rate at which you heal or reducing symptoms of things like psoriasis and eczema. And so I would like to really evolve green goo as integrating that component into your health and wellness of your skin. And so we've got some things we're putting together for people.
Well, that's exciting. So what's an example of that when you say how it affects your skin?
Yeah. So an example would be, you know, some being more mindful, and some mindful tips would be meditation, gratitude, taking timeouts, breathing exercises. And there's just more science now to support that doing those practices will have an impact on your skin. And so, Green Goo will be coming into your home, talking more about mindfulness.
Well, that's awesome. And I don't know if you know Dr. Joe Dispenza. He does a lot of research on meditation and its effects on the body. And they are going to be coming out with a lot of published articles. They have some that have come out already, but kind of talking about that same thing, like the meditation and what you can do during meditation in that higher brainwave state to improve your health, and how it actually raises certain things within your body, certain biological, I guess, markers, I'll call them. I don't know if that's a proper term, but so I'm very excited for you and where this takes you and your company in the near future.
Thank you. So, again, if we can support people in a more meaningful way, it gives us great joy.
I love that, how your mission is truly to help people. And you're really proving that by everything you've done with your company and these products. And I would also say these are amazing Christmas gifts, as well as any other type of gift. But especially this time of year, if people are wondering, what do you get someone who has everything, or for the outdoor adventurers out there or people in the military? I think these are awesome ideas.
They're great stocking stuffers too, because it's functional. And you'll love this. On Halloween, we give out little small, like lip balm size sticks of the first aid. And we always get parents fighting through with the kids between, you know, who's going to get the stick. You'll find that people just really appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll say this again at the end, but where can people find these products?
The best place to go is greengoo.com. We're available in store and also at Amazon. But if you want the whole breadth of products, greengoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Now let's move on to the studies and the research you have been a part of when it comes to psilocybin. And although these research studies are proving so far, because you're still in the clinical trials, is that correct?
We are.
And what phase are you in right now?
We're at the end of stage two, phase two.
Are these studies directed toward people with PTSD only, or you're studying other things as well?
So Hallucinex Life Sciences, and we are studying specifically psilocybin on treatment-resistant PTSD for vets and police officers and people who are of service. We're specifically focused on the treatment-resistant component of PTSD. However, what's incredibly interesting is that these patients come in with a myriad of other symptoms. So yes, there's PTSD, but there's so many other things going on. So whether it's alcoholism, drug abuse, or obesity, the inability to leave the home, the anxiety so overwhelming, suicidal, not having, you know, hobbies, not able to read books, not able to go to concerts, and insomnia. And so they come in with all these other symptoms. And what's so incredible, I mean, one, and first and foremost, we have an 80% remission after the macro dose. And so we're just getting ready to, you know, start what the time period will be for the follow-up. But 80% remission. So coming from health psychology, you don't get that. It can be years and years of treatment and you don't get close to it after years. Yeah. And so what is so incredible is the short amount of time at which you can have such a significant impact on these people. And then you add the other benefits that come from this medicine, you know, and they are going to concerts and they're losing weight and losing significant weight, healthier habits, giving up alcohol and reading books. And it's so fantastic to just see the quality of life that comes back into these people's lives, which is, it's incredible. So our goal is to be able to bring that work that we're doing there. It's in Nova Scotia, and bring that to the US and be able to emulate that with our vets here. And there's a lot of different ways that we can integrate the science and the data that we're getting from this study to be able to replicate it for other folks. And my dad being, you know, retired military, that's near and dear to me because I've been around suicide and deployments and what that means for an integration standpoint. You know, my dad was, you know, one of the highest deployed generals in the military. And so he was gone a lot. And we always knew the integration period when he came back in terms of how to navigate that. And it's real. So any way that we can serve this community and find these solutions, I mean, they're giving up their entire lives and their mental health for us. It's pretty amazing that there's a potential solution here.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And perhaps there is an element of prevention, and that's yet to be determined at this point in terms of, is there a way to potentially integrate this sooner so that we can set our armed forces up for success in what they may be exposed to and then have sort of an integration, you know, that follows. We're seeing the neuroplasticity that is associated with the psilocybin use is incredible. And so there's an opportunity to potentially integrate it in a different way. And of course, you know, you're seeing the studies with MAPS and so on in the industry that we may be able to do a lot in the mental health space for a lot of folks that we haven't seen before. Ibogaine being another one that Kentucky just decriminalized Ibogaine so they could start doing research for drug addiction. And we haven't seen studies like this with the results that we're seeing ever. So it's a pretty special time in the mental health research space and behavioral medicine to see these solutions. Phantom limb, you know, that's another one. And there's never been a solution. And I think what we're also going to identify is how we approach trauma and call it chronic pain, that there's something that we haven't quite figured out with the pain loop and what that relationship is with our minds. And so we're going to see a lot of, I call it innovation, at least in this space here soon.
Yeah, I have a feeling there will be a lot of advancements within a short period of time, you know, in the next 5 years even. But I'm glad you're tapping into not only studying how it can be helpful to people with PTSD, but like you said, as a preventive measure as well. You know, there's a lot of trauma out in the world, I feel, especially in these days. And to help people with that issue of how do you get through that trauma? What can help ease that and help create a better life for not only the person, but also their family and friends and anyone they come in contact with? So it sounds pretty exciting. You said you're in phase two, right? And there's three phases before.
Yes.
You can actually integrate it out there. Yes. So what is that process as far as time goes? How long does that typically take?
You know, funding is not, the capital markets are definitely challenged right now. So we are at the mercy of when we talk about time and pace, just based on funding. In the perfect world, we'd be able to accelerate through the phase three and then be able to start putting this stuff to action. But what's great, despite the capital markets being as challenging as they are right now, there is a strong appetite for this space because of the results that we're seeing and the breakthroughs that we're having. And, you know, there's an opportunity for when soldiers come back and them not being able to, let's say, work or, you know, the integration process was bad. And, you know, there's an opportunity to like have a military save costs here and not only have healthier, happier lives, but potentially save costs. And so I think that's an angle that will be helpful for us to get this accelerated. And that's my hope in terms of finding the right places where we can get this thing moving forward faster, because the sooner we do, the happier and healthier lives we're going to have. And to your point, their family, their children, and so on. And it's keeping people off the streets. You know, yeah. We see a lot of folks that, you know, trauma, you end up homelessness is not that far away. And then that prompts more drug abuse and so forth. So I'm incredibly optimistic that we have found a solution to some of these problems.
That would be amazing. Like you said, it trickles down in so many different ways. If you can heal those people and have less people on the streets, less suicide, less drug use, I mean, it affects so many different things. So were there openings in the study for people to participate, or is that phase over with, or you have enough people?
We're not looking for any more patients at this time. So no, to your point, that has been satisfied at this point. But it's interesting, the more I spend time in this space, how motivated people are to try to get involved. And I think we're going to see more of these studies come up.
Well, is there a website where people could see these studies and what you've accomplished so far?
Yeah, if they go to Hallucinex Life Sciences, you'll be able to see some of the broad brushstrokes of what we're doing.
Okay. And I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
So is there anything you would like to tell people? What's a strong motivation they should have or might want to have to use those products and try them out?
Well, I'd say clean up your first aid kit and find a product, Green Goo, that is going to just perform superior than anything else you have, even before you may have an appetite for plant-based, but you just want results. And then what's great is it will invite you to the plant-based world and you'll start to see the benefits of using these kinds of products and how they can change your life. And they're just useful. They're great to have. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, here, I got Green Goo. Here you go. Someone gets a bee sting. You get to be the problem solver.
Yeah.
And that's pretty fun.
Yeah. Like you said, it simplifies everything. It simplifies how many things are in your medicine cabinet. I'm sure the cost when you're not buying all these different things and you're getting a stronger effect and it's more beneficial to Absolutely. You when you're sick or injured. And it's a simple thing to just, I'm guessing, put in your backpack wherever you go.
I don't leave home without it.
Well, that's You're awesome. I love hearing everything about your company and your purpose and the ethics you have creating these products and also how effective they are and simple to use. So I'm excited to go check out all the products and share them, not only with myself, but over the holidays. This has given me so many ideas. Right. And also the research you're doing around psilocybin is really phenomenal. And I can't wait to hear more about that as you finish phase three and get it out there and have it be so beneficial to so many people, not just the military, but first responders, like you said, police, or anyone, firemen see so much. So many out there could benefit, I have a feeling. So Absolutely. Thank you for all your knowledge and for being here and really sharing something that will help each listener.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me and being a part of the plant-based psychedelic renaissance and sharing these special opportunities for people. So it's a blessing to be a part of it. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Be sure and follow Open Minded Healing so you'll get every new episode as soon as it's released each Tuesday. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.